Good morning. The story I'm going to tell you today is about a boy named Danny. Danny loved to look up. He was always looking up into the tops of the trees to see what birds were singing, up at the clouds to see pictures in the sky. He especially loved to look up at night and see the stars and the moon and imagine what else was up there. Danny looked up to a lot of people, too. He looked up to his grandpa, who taught him to love science and nature. And he looked up to his mom, who encouraged him to be curious. And he looked up to his dad, who encouraged him to be fierce and stick up for himself when he needed to. See, Danny looked up to a lot of people. He looked up to everyone. When Dan grew up, and reached his full height, he was only 3 feet and 10 inches tall. So he looked up a lot. His grandpa would take him to observatories where they had those really big telescopes, and they would look up into the sky at night so he could see the stars and the moon and Mars. And he dreamed of one day being an astronaut and going up there into space. So he looked up all the information that he could about NASA and the space program to find out what he would need to do to become an astronaut. He worked really hard in school. He took all the science classes that he could. He went to a really great college for science, and he did really well, and he graduated at the top of his class, and he knew everything that he would need to know in order to be an astronaut. And so he applied to the space program, and NASA was really impressed when they saw his resume and his grades and all the reports from his teachers, and he was invited to go for an interview. And when he showed up and they saw him, they realized that there was going to be a problem. And so he did really well in the interview. He knew a lot about the space program, and he knew a lot about what he wanted to accomplish. And he had the physical exam, and they found him to be very healthy and very strong, but then they told him, it's a problem. See, we have the, you know, you have to be able to fit into a spacesuit. Now, a few months ago, I told a story involving NASA, and I had a little friend here who knew everything about the space program, and he doesn't seem to be here today, but he taught me something that morning. Every spacesuit is custom made for the astronaut. So really, this shouldn't be a problem, right? But then there are the seats and the sizing of the seats and the ability to reach the controls that an astronaut needs to reach in order to do their work. But Dan knew that they had to make accommodations for him. If he was smart enough and capable of being an astronaut, they were going to need to figure out how to make this work. He had his grandpa on his side, his mom on his side, his dad on his side, all the teachers on his side, and he had the law on his side. And so NASA acquiesced, and they said, okay, you're right. You're going to be on the next team to go to the International Space Station. So they made him a suit to fit him. They figured out how to accommodate the seat so that he would fit into it and be able to reach the controls to be part of the team. And on the day of the launch, they went out, and there's the rocket with the space shuttle attached to the side. It was so high up. Dan, who had always looked up, even he felt this was really far up, and he was going. So he got into the elevator and got up to the space shuttle, and they lifted off. And after the shuttle had released from the rocket, he had a chance to look out the window. And for a change, Dan looked down. And what did he see? What do you think Dan saw? Somebody said it. He saw the Earth. The entire Earth without him on it for the very first time. It was like a marble floating in the darkness. He was filled with awe. everybody that he knew, everybody that he loved, every place that he had ever seen was separate from him now. He wasn't there. He was looking at it from somewhere else, and it was the most amazing feeling. So he got to the International Space Station. He spent some time there doing experiments to see how. I just heard this morning that the astronauts are going to be baking cookies in space, Christmas cookies, I suppose, to see how that works. I can't even do it in my own kitchen. I don't know how they're going to do it up there. Good luck. But, you know, they're smarter than I am, so I'm sure it will be very successful. So when his time on the space station was finished and he was in the shuttle heading back to Earth, he again looked down, and you know what he saw? He saw Earth, right? Crossing the Earth, he saw something flying across the surface of the earth, and he realized it was Christmas Eve. He could see Santa's sleigh flying across the surface of the earth. That's awesome, right? Yeah. Can you imagine that? You want to be in space right now, yeah? Well, Santa's not up there yet. Well, again. Oh, yeah, it does take some time to get up there, so you better get going. You better get going. After Dan got back to the Earth, he still loved to look up. It was so amazing to imagine that he had been up there, but now he also liked to look down. There's a lot of interesting things to see when you look down. Ants, snowflakes on the ground. Lots of interesting things. And he found that the more things he looked at, the more awe he felt at knowing that he was here and could be somewhere else looking at it. Pretty amazing.